Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Yud Zayin, 17th daf here, the last full daf here in the second parak of Masechah Shkalim. And we're talking about most of our leftover collections. Obviously, this is here because of the first one, leftover Shkalim. Somebody at the Tzibur has extra Shkalim left over at the end of the year. What do you do with it? So once we're talking about that, so Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi felt that this is the place to put in the Moser of everything. The Moser of Achatas is Chatas, the Moser of Ola, Moser of Ola is Ola, Moser of Shlamim, Moser of a Nazir, Moser of we saw yesterday, Moser of the Lechem of a Nazir, and the Moser of the Nesachim of a Nazir, right, all different details. So we had in the Mishnah at the end of the Shir yesterday, Tez Zayinim Abayis, Moser Shavuyim. The leftovers of a Shavuyim goes to other Shavuyim, Moser for a specific Shavuy goes to that Shavuy. So there is a story that is quoted, not fully, the story is not quoted fully in the Rishonim, but there are Ramazim. The Ramazim of probably the most famous Rishon that was captured was the Maharami Rutenberg. Rutenberg was captured by the authorities, and he was taken to jail. And that's when, right, his three major Talmidim, right, the Mordechai and the Agos Maimonios, were both killed, and the Rush ran away. Right, that's where the Rush ran away, when it got impossible. The Maharam, they collected ransom, and they had a ton of money to redeem him from jail, and he told them he refused. He refused, you can't do it, because the Mishnah says in Gittin that in podim yosi mikadei demehen, you cannot do that, because then they're just going to take more, especially me, and they're going to take all the rabbis. So he refused that they should be that they should redeem him. And that's what happened. He was not redeemed, and he died in jail. And it was more than a decade or so, different versions of that his body was kept there until finally it was a very rich man that convinced the authorities to get him out. And his only tenai was that he'd be buried right next to the Maharami Rutenberg. And that's what we have in Europe now. The Maharami Rutenberg is right next to the one who redeemed him. But that's one of the cases of Shvuyim, and even for a specific Shavuy, it was not done. If you look in the Rav Shechter quotes this story in the Be'ikve Hatzon, not this one, but he quotes on page Reish Vav, where he talks about, I think it was the beginning of the 80s, when Rabbi Yaakov, when Rav Huttner was, I think 1980 maybe, when there was a hijacking, and Rav Huttner was on one of the planes. Rav Huttner was on one of the planes, Tufshin Lamed, 1970. Sofa Kai, it's 1970. Rav Huttner was on one of the planes, and the question is what they were going to kill some of them, but in a stream we were going with Huttner. To bring millions of dollars to the foreign ministry or the whatever of the government, so that they give it to the terrorists to be able to get Rav Huttner out. What could they be mochel? What about if it's Tosa's quotes? If somebody's muflig b'chachma, mutil of Tosto. But at the time, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky paskins that you can't bring any rayas from those cases, from Tosas, from the others. Because the whole idea of pinyan shvuyim is only when there is a time of peace and there happens to be a shavui. But at a time of war, avshas milchama, efshar lomar, shemuchuyavim hafzik milucham, amanas of Tosas shvuyim b'mamon. Right, it's impossible to say that you stop the war in order to shvuyim. You're helping them in all the war, and through the money they'll keep fighting and be stronger. So therefore, at the time, if there's war going on, all the rules don't apply. And he said, since 1948, we've been at a time of war, and it hasn't stopped halachically. So therefore, those rules didn't apply, and they didn't give the money. And the story ended differently. Okay, but again, there's a number of stories throughout history, Adayom Hazeh, relating to these halachas. Okay, so we continue now with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah spoke about the Kitztaka collections, and the last discussion was, what about if it's collected for a specific mace? Somebody dies, and they had a collection for his burial. No, it's not so cheap for all of the expenses. So the Mishnah quotes, Moser Mace Liyarshav, if there's leftover after burying a dead person, so then it goes to his Yarshim. Reb Meir says it goes, I don't know where it should go to, Reb Meir says. Whether it should go to the Yarshim or it should go to him, right? Some type of cover for him. So therefore, Yehe Munach. It's Yemunah Chashiyavo Elio, as we know that term from Bamitzia. And Rabbi Nassan says, no, it's Vade for him. And therefore you build a big matzeva, right? Bonim lo nefesh al kivro. You build a matzeva for him, for his covet. So the Tanakhama seems to say he goes to the Yarshim. Rabbi Nassan says it goes to him. And Rabbi Meir is not sure, so it's Yemunah. Says the Gemara, Gavu lo b'cheska she'en lo v'nimsa she'esh lo. Right, the Mishnah Pashas is talking about a case where there was some leftover. What happens if they collected and he didn't need it all? Right, they thought he had no money, but they found a hidden bank account in Switzerland and they all of a sudden collected money for, you know, to bury him. So Gavu lo b'cheska she'en lo v'nimsa she'esh lo, comes out that he does have. Rabbi Yirmiya savar meima, Rabbi Yirmiya thought to say, in that case, also, Moser Ames Liyarshav. Just like the Mishnah says, if there's leftovers after you buried, it goes to the Yarshim. So do if he didn't use any of their money. And, you know, he had his own money, that also goes to the Yarshim. Amar Le Rev Idi Dechutre, Rev Idi, who Rev Chaim Gadevsky points out, was his Talmud. He says, Hagasbacha, really? It should be the same thing? Hagasbacha, Delo Kivnon Ella Le. No. If there's leftovers, so then fine, you can have the Umdina. You can assume that, okay, people wanted him to use it. If there's any leftovers, it'd go to his kids. But here, he didn't need their money at all. So maybe here the umdina is different. They didn't need the money at all, so why should it go to the Yarshim? And therefore, says the Torah, the Tiklan Chadatin and others, v'kacha on the bottom, the right side, fifth line, v'kacha, kivan sheyeshlo, v'lo yukach mehem klum litzarcho, there was nothing taking for him, v'hayarshim yitzlu hakol, the Yarshim will get everything, adayta dahachi vade lo hisnadvu. They weren't misnadev, they didn't give the money for this purpose, that it should all go to the kids. When in the Mishnah says that the leftovers, what remains, go to the Yarshim, Hainu Shenitosar Mimost, Vasam Achashanasarchemes. They use some of their money, there's some left over, okay. Whatever's left could go to the kids. Damdinan Datayu, because we have an Umdina. Umdina comes up all over, right? Different types of Umdina. We could estimate their das. Dam is not vimadahi is not to betchilo. This is why they gave it. Shimni shi tosa shi liarsha df shalat samsem. You can't give an exact amount. But where the mace didn't get anything, so then we would not say that it goes to them. Right? And the if you look at the Chasam Sofer, also in the commentary on the Yerushalmi, Nirla Disrili Devadai, Ilo Nasa Kavanasa Nosin Klava Klau. The givers had in mind to give it to the person to bury him. If their money was not used at all for that purpose, it was a mistaken collection. It's clear that they wouldn't have wanted to give it. They got some, and there was some left over. So then there's an umdina that they will give it to the Yarshim. So therefore, Rev Idi Dechutre says to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yirmiya. Again, Rabbi Yirmiya said, yeah, the Mishnah must be about this case too. Moser Ames Liyarshav. Rev Idi Dechutre says, no, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you could have that comparison. Amar Le, so Rabbi Yirmiya answers his Talmud. Ana lo amaris, at magin lach. What? Minan lach. What does that mean? I wasn't saying it vadai. I was suggesting that I think, you know, maybe the Mishnah includes that case. And you're saying for sure? How do you know for sure? And maybe he got upset because it was a Talmud, but either way, this is the conversation, and it wasn't. There's no other comment. There is a discussion. I'll read it to you from the Tshuva the Rush, Tshuvas HaRush, Lamed Beis Vav, Lamed Beis. We were just talking about the Rush, right? A number of the Rush's Tshuvas. The Rush is fascinating because the Rush, after he ran away from Germany, the Maharabi Rurenberg, so he went to Spain. The Rush is this Ashkenazi Posek Hador. He comes to Spain, he passes by Barcelona, he meets the Rashba. And the Rashba is very impressed with him, and the Rashba says, you gotta give this man a lot of covet. Eventually, the Rush becomes the chief rabbi of one of the major centers of Torah there in Spain, even though he's this Ashkenazic rabbi, and there's a number of the tshuvas of the Rashba and the Rush are into each other. So here in the Lamed, in Klal Shloshim Vishnayim, Lamed Beis Osvav. The case was, there was a woman, Leah Rachman al-Islan. Leah Shanishbeis Ben Ashbeilim. There was a Jewish girl or woman that was captured by the Arabs, Ben Ashbeilim. The Ima Halchal Kilos, her mother went to the the congregations and gathered, gathered much, 600 gold coins to get her out. And now they put it in a third party. The third party is holding the money. Now they hear, terrible, that the woman, the girl, became nishtamda. She became mishumedes, she left. She married one of the Arabs and had two kids with him. Once she's gone, so give her the money. Right? The third party, the daughter's not going to need it, so I get the money. The call says, no, El Shiyasim Enu Hektish, the Pinyin Shvuyim. But give it to Pinyin Shvuyim. Right? So she's in the Karakayim. But I say, no, what do you mean? It was for a specific Shavui. Specific Shavui, so Moser Ha, whatever, Liyarshav. So Amar Yorish. So I'm supposed to get the money. But others say no. Maybe she should try to wait to give it to her kids, right? But the kids, upshita tinok yisrael shenishpa ben agayim, just because a Jewish boy is amongst the goyim that he doesn't lose his Yerusha, what do we do here? And it says in Shkalim, in the second parak, right? Moser shavui lo'oso shavui. So you think these, right? Got to take this Yerushalmi and lamaisa. Says the Rosh Tshuva. Al odos hashvui asher kasavta. The zachzehi baneh b'moshe nigvu. You're saying that maybe it should go to her or save it for her for the children. Eino nira be'enai. Right? I disagree. Because what does our Gemara say? Tahadam rina moser hashavui l'shavui hainu hechashnas as a mitzvah shenigve as a mamon b'shvila. When do you say moser shavui goes to the shavui? That's or the yarshin. That's only where you did what was supposed to do. And there's leftovers. Umasha hosiru amistazim yoser. So that goes. Avo benidon zed, this is like the case where the guy didn't need it. Avo benidon zed, shenitma ben agoyim, benisei sviyolda banim, vadelo zach zamos. She doesn't get the money. She never was zocha to the money, this, shavuya. Kivashis nadvu lupidyona. Velo yirzku banea achareha. Datatahi lo nadvu. Right, they never did it. Vidami hachmilsa, lami, it's similar to a case where, shalach beno lebedina sayam, somebody's son goes out to, medina sayam. Vishama, and he hears his son died. So he gave all of his nechasim to somebody else. And then the son comes. What, so the other person got it? No, that is like an umdina that I only wanted to give it to the other person because he didn't think that he had a son. So of course it goes back to the son. If he knew his son was alive, he wouldn't have given the property. And therefore here too, you could say, all the people that gave to save your daughter didn't give it that you could, you know, build your new house. Right, that's not why. And if the daughter is not coming back, Rachmanu Litzlan, then it goes back to them. The whole thing was a mistake. Hagatzbacha, then he says, what happens if you gave it to a person for his burial? You gave it to a person for his burial. He's a goses. He's about to die. And guess what? He gets better. But he gets the money. He doesn't get the money. Hayagoses, a baskalot staka, letzorach aron, vetachrichin, vekfura, vinisrapa, vekizala, daitacha, shitinasin, loat staka, lo, amrela, moser, ames, vekebinidon ze, ki ilu, mesa, hashvuya. And therefore not. He says, if you can keep it in the third party forever, whatever, and daven, and maybe she'll come back, and maybe her kids will come back, then eventually, okay. Because to keep them up. So he says, if you want, give it to Tzorchei Rabin. But it doesn't go to her. Again, that's the rush right here in Lamed Beis Vav. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Nassan Omer. So Rabbi Nassan said that you build something for the mace, because it goes to him. Rabbi Nassan Omer v'chulu. Tani b'shem Rabbi Nassan. Moser ha-mace yibane lo nefesh al-kivro v'yeyase lo ziluf agabi mitaso. You build the batseva and you do ziluf. Ziluf is a type of sprinkling, right? Ziluf al-mitaso, some type of pouring wine so that the niftar doesn't smell. Some type of ziluf. If you look, the Chasam Sofer in Yaredeya, in Shinchaf Zion. He has a tshuva. Somebody from another town asked him, Tavkuf Tzadi Dalid, what is that, 1834? Asked him, there are these three minhagim that the Chever Kadisha does in my town, and I think they're all wrong, and I want to be mivata all of them. Is that okay? And amazingly, the Chasam Sofer answers by all three. I've never really heard of them, but I'm sure they're based on something, and he gives a remez to what they might be based on, therefore you can't be mivata it. It's amazing. Three minhagim. He says, Omer b'chol makom shavarti reisi minhagim ma'ila b'shlashtam. I'm sorry. It starts with, Noagim lezalef alev, they sprinkle wine with mixed in eggs on the evarim of the mace. And number two, they closed the mace's hands holding a stick. Shekorin Geplach. Number two. And Vamar B'Sifri, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know the Rashi quotes it, Moshe Rabbeinu opened Aaron's hands. Pshot Yadcho, Pshot. So maybe it's Vaday, for sure. No, not right. Closing your hands on a stick. And number three, the Chevra Kadisha, you sold some of the grass that used to grow in the Beis HaKfaris, to make some money for the Beis HaKfaris. So Omer, so B'chol Makom Shavarti, Risi Menagam Ha'ilu Shlashton, says the Chassam Sofer, I've seen these here and there, V'meinim Neviim Haim, B'nei Neviim Haim, don't be Mavatel. And I would add, for sure, don't mess with Chevra Kadishas. Right? I would say, if you want to mess with any, don't mess with Chevra Kadishas. They have their thing, and, they're not changing, and this is the Mesorah that they got from the previous Chevra Kadisha v'chulu. He says, number one, you said the Chachmas Adam quotes that Mechur Hadavar, it's a terrible, ugly minog of this sprinkling. He says, I don't know, I couldn't find that in my Chachmas Adam, says the Chassam Sofer. And he says, they talk about Ziluf at the end of the second parak of Shkolim in the Yerushalmi, right here. So it might not be the same exact Ziluf, but they talk about Ziluf. So it's not an exact makar, but there is a Ziluf here. He says, Kimut Yadayim Ema Geplach. He says, closing the hand onto the stick. He says, I'm not sure where that comes from, but I've seen throughout that he says, I've spoken to some Chevra Kadishas, and they close the hand in a way that somehow the folds in the hand spell out Shakai. Shin Dalad Yud. You know, like on our tefillin, we have different ways of spelling Shakai. So they close the hands, he says, and Vala Geplach Amru Tam Kalush V'Chalush. They told me a week that it's Mamin B'Tchias HaMesim, and they're going to, with a walking stick, and it's a reflection of Tchias HaMesim. He says, I'm not sure if that's the real reason, but he says, Lo Lachinam Nikva Mitchila. Whoever started this minhag must have had a good reason. V'Hamaschil Lo Tipesh V'Lo Ksil Haya. He wasn't a fool. And everybody picked up this minog. So he says, I don't agree to be mivatel minog. And that which he said about Moshe Rabbeinu open up Aaron's hands, he says, I don't think that's such a raya. And he goes through why it's such a raya. And he says, and then he goes through the third one also, but Chassam Sofer is, it's charif to defend minhagim, right? Even the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva about slichas. So he talks about machnisei rachamim. Right, which is one of the controversial piyutim that we talk to Malachim, Machrisi Rachim, and he has this whole paragraph, and he says, yeah, I don't think it's appropriate, and you're talking to Malachim. Again, there are defenses. So he says, so in my shul, I say a very long tachnun, so nobody knows that I'm not saying it, and v'chulu v'chulu. Meaning, he didn't mevatel it. He wasn't mevatel it. He thinks, but he didn't want to do that. He could have done it. He's from Sofer. But he didn't. So he personally didn't want to say it. That's why he didn't say it. But it just shows the power of Minhagim. As long as it's not him, even this might be a Minaktos in his mind, but he obviously didn't think it was a Minaktos because he would have been Mavatal at that. So it obviously has some basis. Okay. Tani, Ein Podin Shavui B'Shavui. If you gather money for one captive, you can't switch it for another captive. Ein Govin Talas B'Talas. If you gather money to buy clothing for one ani, you can't switch it for a different ani. Vein Mamachab Yad Parnas and Lakach. But if the leaders of the community did it, because they feel the community needs this, don't protest. You know, they have the good of the community in mind, so therefore they have some flexibility. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where they collected money for clothing. This is 1940. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Aleph Kuf Mem Ches, Tav Shin. They collected money to send clothing to Polish Jews, and then they couldn't send it because there was nothing going in to Europe. So what do you do with that money? Talks about uses for other needs. Tani, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, famous line, or we'll make it famous. Einos nefashos letzadikim divrein hein zachronam. Don't build big matzevas and spend tons of money on the nefashos, which here in the context build means the matzevas. Their words are their zikaron. Their words are their zikaron. The Chavetz Chaim writes in more than one place. He says, I've seen people that build gorges and spend tons and tons of money on huge matzevas. And big things and fountains, and he says the neshama would have a lot more nachas ruach if he just learned something in there, set up a bunch of people learning Torah in their zchus. He says divrayim hein zechronim. Rabbi Yochanan, the following story we had earlier in Yerushalmi, it also comes up in the Bavli and Yevamos. Rabbi Yochanan, he mislach va'azel. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan was walking and he didn't help to walk. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, right? Add this to the four or five stories in Chazal about how Rabbi Yochanan was very large, right? And even 200 years ago, they thought that was healthy and that was handsome. In the pictures of old pictures of the 1800s, but the Tiklan Chadinir quotes the Baal Bas. Remember the Gemara in Brachas, he has difficulty sitting up to say Kriya Shema at night. So Rabbi Yochanan was had difficulty walking. Rabbi Elazar used to see him coming sometimes, and Mitamer Mikame used to hide from him. Rabbi Elazar, who was a student, used to hide when he saw Rabbi Yochanan walking down the street. Rabbi Yochanan noticed this, and he said to his helper, Amar, Halin Tarti Milaya Avad Bavla Hadain. That Babylonian, he's doing two things wrong. Chada Deloshal Bishlomi. Number one, he doesn't ask me how I'm doing. Vachada Mitra. Number two, he hides from me. Not only doesn't ask me how I'm doing, he hides from me. Chutzpah. Amar Le Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi. So Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi says, Kach Ni Degabon. He says, no, this is what we do in Bavel. I'll tell you why he's hiding. Because in Bavel, we hold the Zeira Loshal Bishlomi Deraba. A smaller, a younger, a student doesn't ask, Rebbe, how you doing? Doesn't work. Right? So one of the first in the back says, it must be, this is against the Bavli. Because the whole source of, remember, Toka de Dibur is, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So obviously the student did say hello to the top, to the Rebbe. But here the Mukher in Bavel was interesting. In the Bavli, it says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. And now he's saying here, the Yerushalmi, the Vinegan Bavel was not to do that. Okay, gotta put it all together. But anyway, so the smaller doesn't ask for the bigger. De'inu nihigin umekaimin, because they fulfilled the pasuk. Ra'uni na'arim v'nechba'u, they'll hide, v'yishishim kamu v'amdu. Amadu. Right? So that's why they, the rush. I'm sorry, it's the rush in Brachas in the fourth parak that points out this Yerushalmi neged Arbavli. So Amar Le, so he couldn't, he can't ask you Shalom Aleichem. And now he's about to ask something that seems to be out of totally not connected, but really it is connected. Amar Le, Ma'u Lemever Kami Da Arud Yitzilma. Are you allowed to walk past this idol? Let her walk past this type of idol. Amar Le, yeah, Matva Le'achar. What kind of cover are you giving him by walking by? Avarkumi Vasami Ainoi. Walk by and close your eyes, meaning ignore it. And that shows you're not giving any covet. Just walk by. And that's already being Mavaza. So Amar Le says, gotcha, Rabbi Yochanan. So your Talmud can't ask you Shalom Aleichem. So what? He should just walk by you and not say anything? But you just said from your idol halacha that that's a bizayna. So he can't walk by you. See, he's stuck. What's he supposed to do? He can't walk by you and ignore you, but he can't ask how you're doing. So he just hides. So Amar Le, Yaz Rabbi Elazar Avad. So Rabbi Elazar is doing properly. Delo Avar Kamach. He doesn't walk by you. Right? What else are you supposed to do? Okay. So far, so good. Rabbi Yochanan, though, is not appeased. He is still upset. So Ava Od Avid Ha Bavla. And also, you know what I also heard about this Babylonian student of mine? So Amar Shmaitse Mishmei. Whenever he quotes me, he doesn't quote me by name. Nichnasu. So now they're trying to appease Rabbi Yochanan. Nichnasu Lefanav. Ravami Viravasi, right? I saw one of the farshim point out, you know why he was also so, maybe it was Rabbi Yochanan personally that felt this way? Remember the beginning of Brachas in the Bavli? Rabbi Yochanan lost a lot of his children. Dein Gomer Da'asei Rabiri used to walk around with so maybe because he didn't have the children to carry on, so his Talmidim. See, so they don't quote me by name. So Nichnasu, Lefanav Ravami Viravasi. Amri Le, so Ravami Viravasi tried. Amri Le Rebbe, don't get so angry. You know what once happened? There was a story in the shul of the Tarsiyim. Ben Nagar, Sheyesh, Barosha, Glustera. Remember that case at the end of Erevin? There was a type of pole that has at the end a ball and use it for a lock on a door. Is that muksa? Is that not muksa? Is it bona if you add it to a door? It's all discussion about that. Shenechler, Blazer, Rabbi Yeshua. There was such a difficult machlokas. Achakaru Sefer Torah Bachmasan. A Torah, they tore it Sefer Torah in their anger. Says the Gemara, really? The Karusakadaidach, they Torah? No, El Shenikra, Sefer Torah. They were probably learning with a Sefer Torah, and one was pulling, and one was pulling, and they got torn. Vayasham Zakinecha, Rabbi Yossi Mekisma Shmo. Rabbi Yossi Mekisma was there. Amar, he said, Tamahani, in Mohavi, Besakneset, Zavodah Zara. Right, he said, there's definitely a Avodah Zara connected to the shul. Right, in Mohavi, Besakneset. Why did he say that? Because the Tiklan Chazitin says, Kala Koes, Kilo Obed Avodah Zara. Right, there's a connection. Connection between Kas, and therefore, the Karban Eda says, Ein lichos al dvarim hanasim beis hamedrash. So don't get so angry at what happens in the beis hamedrash. V'chazar v'amar, Rabbi Yochanan turns to him and says, Chavrein min chavraya. You're talking about two colleagues that got angry at each other. This is my student. Don't compare. This is my student to me. So he was still not happy. He was still not happy. So Nichras Lafana Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi comes along, and he was the, see the one that also said, he was the same one that said before about the, who explained. So he says, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi came along and said, Amar Loksiv, Kol Asher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, Ki Avdo Kin Tziv Moshe Es Yoshua, everything that Hashem told Moshe, Moshe told Yoshua, V'gomer, V'chi Kol Dibur V'dibur, Shaya Yoshua Yoshiv V'dorish, Shaya Omer Kachamer Moshe. What every single time that Yoshua spoke to Bnei Yisrael, he said, Moshe told me this, and Moshe told me that, and Moshe told me this, Moshe told me that. No. Yeshua Yoshev Doresh. Yeshua used to give shiurim. The Yodin Shatar Shamoshi. Everybody knew that everything Yeshua said came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Afatoy, Elazar Tamidcha Yoshev. So to your student, Elazar sits. The Doresh Vakol Yodin Shatar Shalchai. And everybody knows that it's your Torah. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan was appeased. Amar Lahen. Bibnei Ma'ati Inatem Yodin Larasos Kibenidi Chavarenu. Why don't you guys know how to talk like Ben Idi? Ben Idi, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, he gave me nechama. Again, Yehoshua, the Chazal say, was like the moon, and Moshe was like the sun. But again, those were two of the Baalei HaMesorah. There is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gives pshat. There's a Gemara in Temura, Gemara in Temura around Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara says that at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Yehoshua Ben Nun says to Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moshe says to Yeshua, Moshe, I don't have too much time left here. Any sfeikas, any questions, feel free to ask. Yeshua says, I haven't left your side in 40 years. I don't have any questions. I'm going to need nothing. I'm here. I've listened to everything. Moshe dies, and all of a sudden there's hundreds of sfeikas and hundreds of questions, and they wanted to stone Yeshua ben Nun until they were protected. I think Asanel ben Kenaz came and was machzer of the Torah. But as Rabbi Yaakov, I think it's in Parshas Baloscha, he says, what did Yeshua do wrong? He was telling the truth. He said, I have no questions. I have no sphakis. Right? So what was he? He never left Moshe's side. So explains Rabbi Yaakov, Yeshua ben Nun had to understand, and all of Kal Yisrael really had to understand the concept of Shalshelas Hadoros. And even if he recognized that he knew everything, but Eino Dome, the door of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, and the door of Mesorah Yeshua. The concept of Niskatnu Hadoros, the concept of every door separate, but there's Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. It's not the same door. Maybe it wasn't Yoshua's fault, but it's just that we had to understand the different generations and the different levels. And Moshe and Yoshua. Continued. Rabbi Yochanan, boy, the Yemer and Shmaitse Mishmei. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so into having people say Torah in his name? Av David Bikish La Rachamim. One second. David HaMelech also wanted it very badly. Shneemar, Agurab Alcha Olamim. I will live in your tents in worlds. Olamim. Echaseb Eseser Kanafechasela. I will take refuge in your wings. What is olamim? Worlds? Forever? David's going to live forever? He knew he wasn't going to live forever. Remember, Hashem already told him he's going to die on a Shabbos. Elakach amar David ne'agodesh baruchu. Ribbono shel olam. Ezkeh sheyu dvar ne'amarim bebatim knesios batim midrashos. I want my Torah at least to be said over in shuls and batim knesios. And that's what agura, and then I can live forever. Agura balcha olamim. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan wanted it, and David HaMelech wanted it, because he wanted it to be said. Shimon ben Nazir b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, Tamar Chacham she'omrin davar halacha mipiv ba'olam hazeh, sifsosav rochot shezim abakever. A Tamar Chacham whose Torah is said over after he died, his lips are moving in the grave, literally. Shenemar dovev sifsei yishenim kekomer shel anavim. And we compare it to like a big pile of wet grapes, juicy grapes. Ma komer shel anavim that are being that settled there in order to get the wine out. Ma komer shel anavim zeh kivan sheminiach adam etzbo Allah miyad dovev. The second that you touch, you know, any part of the grapes, all the grapes start moving. Afsif so same shel sadikim, so to the lips of sadikim. Kivan sheomrim davar alacha mipiem. Once you say alacha, you like touch their words. Sif so same merach shos imahen bekever. Their lips move in the kever. And one more line, you know, what type of hana'a do they get bekever? Bar Nizira Amar Kahadin Deshasi Kuntidon, like somebody who drinks this fancy wine. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kahadin Deshasi Chamaratik, like somebody who drinks this other old wine. Avagav Deshasi Lei, even after you drink it, Tama Bapume, the taste stays in one's mouth. So the tzaddikim, even though they're not around anymore, their lips are still moving, so to speak, in their mouth. This Gemara also comes up in Yevamis, in the Bavli, and on the Gemara there, what does it mean? The lips are moving? So you just say, the lips are, it doesn't mean the lips. There are no lips, right? Lips are a moving of the guf. So the Aruch Laner says there, the Marsha on that Gemara says, I don't know, last I checked, bodies decompose. So what do you mean? There are no more lips after says the Arach Laner, Lani has died, the Apia Mavur Bizohar Parshas Vayachi. Shenafshu shall Adam Nisheres Bekever, Kidmus Ha'adam Bechayav. Vinixheres Imrucho Beganeden Atachton, Vim Nishmaso Beganeden Ha'elyon. So there's a Nefesh Ruach Neshama. Says the Arach Laner. There's a nefesh that hangs out by the body, that's always there. Then there's the ruach in the Gan Eden Tachton, and then there's neshama in the Gan Eden Elyon. And that's why. Right? Why do you go to a kever? Why do we go to a kever to a davin? Why? That's not only because the body used to be there 100 years later, but it's because somehow the nefesh is still there. Or the neshama, I forgot which one is it. The bottom. The nefesh, right? He says the nefesh is still around somewhere in this world, connected to the ruach in the Gan Eden HaTachton, which is connected to the neshama in the Gan Eden HaElyon. L'chein hochem alakfarim l'spala al-kol tzarish al-tovo, v'lachein shaper shayich, sif-sov-sov, tovavos, afshik far nirka v'aguf. So it's the lips of the nefesh, right? We don't see the nefesh. But that's what, but it continues any Torah that's said over in someone's name. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we'll continue with Homer Devar B'Shem Amro coming up, and then getting to the third parrot.